You're listening to SBS News.
A nationwide push is underway as nurses ask for staff-to-resident ratios in aged care facilities to be written into federal legislation. New South Wales Nurses and Midwives Association Secretary Brett Holmes says it's impossible for nurses to work under the current conditions.
You can't ask people paid $23 an hour to run off their feet every day, every shift, and expect that it's going to deliver the outcome that the Australian community expects.
The national advertisement campaign is still in its early stages, but the Australian Nursing and Midwifery Association says the time for niceties is over. They say roughly one staff member to every five residents is necessary to deliver the required standard of care. Mr. Holmes says it needs to happen immediately.
This should be the first step of fixing it, and we cannot wait to the conclusion of another Royal Commission that extends the time frame for politicians to have to make a decision.
Prime Minister Scott Morrison announced the Royal Commission into the aged care sector on the weekend. At a visit to an aged care facility in Canberra, Mr. Morrison says if he knew the answers, he wouldn't have called for the commission.
All politicians should want to know the things they don't know. The reason I've asked for this Royal Commission to be done is I want to be assured that the incidences we are aware of, about how widespread they are, and potentially, to go to the earlier question, whether they reach into other sectors as well. If that's the case, then that provides a further line of inquiry. So, you know, this is an honest question we're asking with the Royal Commission, a very honest question, and we have to brace ourselves for the answers.
While the focus is on staffing ratios, the Prime Minister has warned that the ageing population among migrant Australians is adding to the pressure on organisations caring for the elderly. CEO of the Federation of Ethnic Communities Council of Australia, Emma Campbell, explains.
As some migrant Australians get older and suffer from cognitive deterioration, they can also forget English language. And so we need to make sure that the care provided to them is linguistically appropriate and also culturally appropriate.
Greens MP Jordan Steele-John has repeated his call for the Royal Commission to also investigate disability service providers. The government, though, has all but ruled that out. Matt Kennellan, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.